I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The Michael Kay Show.
Peter, now that you have these new glasses, will you wear those glasses during moments of intimacy?
See, what is...
Who does that?
Well, if you can't right. see otherwise, no. you gotta know where everything is.
I think it's a kind of cross the bridge situation.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody wears...
That's not true.
How do you know?
Of course people wear glasses during intimacy.
But when you base everything on porn...
No, no, if you're blind as a bat, you've got to wear glasses.
The whole fun is to feel your way around.
Oh.
I hear you, but if you're wearing... I mean, you
no, could, you're not doing
what
it.
What if you're already wearing them? You have to take them off? Why would
right.
you take them off?
Do people take their contacts out during these
things? Yes.
The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to Off the Rails, 1-800-919-3776. You know, the Jets right now are in an interesting situation. Who are they going to pick in the draft? Are they going to pick somebody for the future? Are they going to pick another quarterback? Well, after what Aaron Rodgers said on the Look Into It podcast, everybody has a podcast, maybe they don't have to pick a quarterback, Don. Did you hear what he said?
I did.
Let's listen. Let everybody hear Aaron Rodgers, how long he wants to play.
How can I be my best with my diet today, with my fluid intake, just everything down to a T to try and get better? And I got back on the practice field late in the season and couldn't get to a top speed sprinting, but really been in a good place rehab-wise from the start and feeling really good. And, you know, again, I'm hopeful I can play 2 or 3 or 4 more years, but you need to have some good fortune there, too.
2 or 3 or 4 more years for A-Rod.
Okay.
You don't think he's going to pull? Why not?
Four years?
Because it's not going to happen.
Brady did.
He's not Brady. So he's Tom Brady. Nolan Ryan pitched. But so what? There's always
outliers.
But this
is one of the great players of all time.
Yeah, that already just came off of missing an entire season.
And Tom Brady missed an entire
season. Said he was going to try to come back.
20 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. That was 2008.
Okay, but he missed an entire season.
And Tom Brady wanted to play till he was 50, and he didn't. Now, I understand the optimism, but he said things would have to go his way.
But wouldn't you agree that Tom Brady could have played till 50 if he wanted to?
I don't think he would have been nearly as effective. And
he looked pretty effective that last year.
They're just not the same.
Yeah, there's always outliers. There's Gordie Howe. There's Tom Brady, there's LeBron. Nolan Ryan, and what LeBron James is doing. Now, I understand he's going to be 41 years old and expected to play, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 2 years, but to double that, to go 5 years, that's...
No. It's a nice thought. And listen, you can put me on the montage, put me on the hater montage later of the person who's like, I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can do it.
Now you mentioned Tom Brady, right?
He'll have the Jets hostage for the next 4 years.
You know,
oh boy.
So you're looking at it in a negative way. Interesting that you take that tack.
So far, what else do I have to? What else can I do? Unfortunately,
I think he can play better. But the last time we saw him in a full season, he was okay, not great. Now you could say, well, he had the injured thumb, whatever. But is he trending? What was Tom Brady doing when he was 39, 40 years old, compared to what Aaron Rodgers has done?
He won Super Bowls, wasn't he?
Yeah, they won back-to-back MVPs, but then you started to see some warts in that last year in Green Bay. Now he comes off a year in which he's completely hurt. I understand the optimism, but yeah, you going to bet on it, Michael?
I wouldn't bet on it, but I don't think I would bet against it.
Well, but
I would openly bet against 4 years.
This guy is a freak, and he is so in tune with, like, keeping his body right, the same way Tom Brady was. I don't think he's going down. But body right in terms of, like, you can't guard against an Achilles injury.
I know, but to me,
but in terms of keeping your arm right and keeping your whole body healthy,
sure.
This guy's not eating cheese curds.
But I agree with it, but the cheese curds unfortunately couldn't have prevented what happened last year. And
but that was a freak catastrophic.
But freak catastrophic injuries happen in football all the time, and I firmly believe they happen to guys who are older and more fragile. More often, and no matter how good a shape he's in, he's more
fragile. Before he got...
I was worried. I did say many, many times, they don't have a backup. This is a classic car. Get yourself a backup. And the engine blew out on the first drive. How do you like that?
That was pretty good.
I still worry about him. I hope I'm wrong. Man, we all wanted to see this guy play. I don't know if you know this. We had the Jets on our airwaves last season.
No more. We don't care if he plays or not.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make a difference anymore. But it meant a lot to us last year. I was rooting for it, and he didn't have it.
They'll win the Super Bowl this year because they left.
That is a possibility.
Yeah. Now he won the MVP at the ages of 37 and 38. Then at the age of 39, the last year in Green Bay, again, the Packers weren't not a great team. They were eliminated the last day of the season. When they needed the win, they lost to Detroit, and his thumb was injured. But they finished 8-9, 26-12. 3,695 yards.
Not too bad.
But not too bad. And then we don't know what last year would have been. He got hurt. So now he's going to be 2 years removed, what for him was a very average season. So it feels like he might have been trending away from ever being the MVP guy.
I don't think you could say that, because the reason he had a subpar year is because his thumb was broken.
Well, that's what you hope.
Right.
But still, I mean, it was, 3,695 yards, 26-12. Now, you hope that's going to be better. We don't know. But now he's going to be 40, going to be turning 41 in December. All right, and he ends up having a big year, and that can answer a lot of questions. But, Michael, if he has a year that looks a lot like 2022, then you're going to tell me that somebody's going to sign up for two or three more years of that as he's starting to get deeper into the 40s?
I mean, compared to the quarterbacking that the Jets have gotten of late, yeah, they would sign up for 2022. For the next 2-3 years.
We got to see what that looks like.
I mean, with the Jets defense, and if he has that kind of year where he's throwing for 3,600 yards, I think they do it.
But now you're talking about playing, 2-3 years after that. So
he signed for 2 more years anyway.
Well, listen, he might still stick around, but I don't know, will he be able to stay upright? Now you look at Brady, and you mentioned Tom Brady. Well, Tom Brady at 40 threw for 4,500 yards, 32-8. And then at 41, 4,300, 29-11. And then you're talking about over 4,000 yards at 42, over 4,000, almost over 4,500 yards at 43 with 40 touchdown passes. I mean, is he trending towards doing that? I mean, Tom Brady's a freak. Now, they all are conditioned.
But he was trending doing that the two MVP years.
The two MVP years, but we're talking 37 and 38. At 37 and 38, at 38, Brady led the league in touchdown passes. And then the year before that, 33-9 for 4,100 yards. So the point is, Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Nolan Ryan's Nolan Ryan, Gordie Howe's Gordie Howe. Is Aaron Rodgers there? Or is Aaron Rodgers a guy that, he might be able to stick around, but is he going to be? Because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to hang around and be a pedestrian quarterback. I think he wants to be an elite quarterback.
He has a gigantic ego, as most great players do. So he's not going to be pedestrian.
Right. Well, think about the gigantic ego.
But he's saying three or four years, he wants to be great.
Right, and Tom Brady wanted to play till he was 50.
But he would have. I think it was from family obligations that took him out of it. He played very well last year with the Bucs.
I just think that when you're sitting there and you're going to be 41 years old at the end of the season, it could be optimistic. I want to play 3-4 more years. It's not realistic. Now, if you say you don't want to bet against it, fine. But you said you wouldn't bet on it. Odds are really against him. Now, he's going to do everything he can to make it happen, but it's going to be really, really difficult, Michael. I mean, everybody wants to play.
But this guy is a physical fitness freak. He's not like George Blanda.
Well, no, but I think it's still a sport in which there are, even though there are limitations of what a defense can do to a quarterback, they still are out to stop you, to tackle you. Mm-hmm. It is still a rough sport.
But it's the best time to be a quarterback in NFL history. You can't be touched.
True.
Listen, the fact is we're mostly going with hunch here and the information that we have. Don and I are looking at the information we have. The information over the last couple of years does not indicate that he's going to be Tom Brady.
But you can't say that because the last couple of years have been impacted by injury.
Those injuries are what we're talking about.
But before he hurt his thumb, again...
Hurt his thumb.
I get it, but that's not because he wasn't in shape or he was old.
Not about being in shape. But how do you know it's not because he was old?
But the year before, the 2 years before, he won MVPs. So he dropped off a cliff?
It's not a cliff. Michael, I'm 44. When I was 41, I could see perfectly. I'm now blind as a bat. I mean, these things just happen.
Yeah, but you don't take care of yourself like him.
What am I going to do?
Jacob's pickles every day? That's not healthy.
How many carrots can I eat to keep my eyes good? Don, what I'm trying to say is things just happen. I got into a big argument the night of the Rodgers injury because he went, that has nothing to do with his age. It's just what happened. All right, you say so.
Who said that?
Ballard.
It might have something to do with his age.
I believe it did.
Yeah, I mean, you're.
I believe everything is older. Everything is older, and what I'm saying is, over the last couple of years, we've seen everything be older, and he hasn't been quite the same guy. He had a slight injury 1 year, a catastrophic injury the next year. Unfortunately, to me, the way this is trending is he's never playing a full season again. He will never play a 17-game season. I would bet almost anything.
And here's the... Because I remember a conversation that we had years ago when Jeter got his 3,000th hit. You're like, this is going to hit 4,000. And I said, no, Michael, because that's almost impossible to do. And you ended up almost looking right because he continued to play well. And he had 216 hits at the age of 38 in 2012. But then he got hurt in 2013, and then it never came back, and then he was done. How is Rodgers going to respond to getting hurt at this age? Tom Brady missed an entire season in 2008. He was a spring chicken compared to what he ended up being when he decided to retire. Now you're talking about a 40-year-old missing an entire season. This is what ends up happening. And I think it's really hard to determine whether he's just going to be able to find it again at this advanced age. We all think that you slowly and gradually finish. But sometimes at a certain age, you do go from MVP, 200 hits, breaking records, to all of a sudden the next year you get hurt and then you never find it again. That's why it's really curious to see what he can do here.
I think after the Jeter 200 hits, then he break his ankle the next year, right?
And then he never recovered. So he broke his ankle. Aaron Rodgers tears his Achilles. Mm-hmm. Like, so how will he bounce back? If you're 27 years old, yeah, you bounce back. It's no problem. But at 40, Michael, after missing the entire season, this could be the line of demarcation.
But one of the most desired free agents on the market is a guy coming off an Achilles injury at the age of 35. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but that's just out of the necessity.
But they're not going to throw $40 million, $50 million at a guy just because you need a quarterback. They've got to think he can play.
He's also 35 and not 40, and he's not. And Aaron Rodgers, is Aaron Rodgers going to want to play at a limited level?
No.
That's the other aspect of it. If Aaron Rodgers is going to play like he did in 2022, which was kind of a pedestrian season for him, he's going to hang it up. He's not going to want to. He's got nothing. Unless he wants another Super Bowl, he's not compiling. There's nothing he's trying to reach. He wants to play an elite level, and you think he can 3-4 years. Do you think he wants to be a backup? Do you think he wants he will struggle on a bad team or get beat up and throw for 2,500 yards, more interceptions than touchdowns just to say he's still playing? Or we're going to get to a point where if this year is a lot like 2022 and the next year he can't stay on the field, he's going to retire. Well, as much as he wants to prove people wrong, he wants to say, I can play an elite level. And that's going to be tough to do.
He's definitely playing 2 more years. No matter, I mean, he gave up all his money last year. To get his big money, he's got to play this year or next. And you can say, well, it doesn't matter. He's got a lot of money. Always matters. It matters to Warren Buffett. It matters.
That's how it always seems.
So I think he's sticking around at least for 2 years.
Two?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what happens this year. If he gets hurt again...
That gives him another reason to come back. Now, if he plays pedestrian, that's a different story.
Let's say he goes out there and plays okay, throws for like 3,200 yards, 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. The Jets go 9-8 and miss the playoffs. Is he going to say, I'm going to come back again, or is he going to look at it and go,
comes back again?
I don't know, because now you might come back now at 42, and now it looks like a disaster.
I think he comes back again.
He might. But then does he want it to end? Now it's not ending on his terms. It might end being carted off. It might end because nobody wants you because you went out there and proved you can't do it anymore. Again, I can't get inside his head. He doesn't strike me as somebody that wants to go out there and be bad, but prove everybody wrong and say, well, I'm still in this league. Why is his name escaping me? The pitcher who pitched till he was like 47. He was a Philly, Rocky.
Jamie Moyer.
Jamie Moyer. Yeah. He actually went and had like Tommy John surgery at like 45. He just wanted to play. But he wasn't really that good. But he wanted to show that he could still play. He had to tear the uniform off. Is that Aaron Rodgers, or does he want to play an elite level?
Well, it's probably an elite level.
Now, if you tell me he wants to prove everybody wrong and play 3-4 years, regardless of how he plays, that's one story. I don't think he's going to want to do that.
Speaking of New York quarterbacks, let's go to Daniel Jones. Lewis Riddick was on Get Up today, and he ripped the Giants and their treatment of Daniel Jones. Here's Lewis.
13 months ago, their owner, John Mara, said, "We've done everything we could. We've done everything in the world, everything possible to screw this kid up in terms of the structure that they put around him with the coaching staff, the support he had on the offensive line, the support he had at the skill positions, all of it." And then just, you know, in March of last year, almost to the day, they gave him a contract. He played 6 games this year. He was sacked 30 times. Their pass block win rate's in the bottom quarter of the NFL. Andrew Thomas missed time this year. John Michael Schmitz missed time. Evan Neal is still a work in progress at right tackle. Darren Waller, who they signed, didn't pan out for them in the way that they hoped. They have no weapons on the perimeter, and now all of a sudden, now they're done. On top of the fact that now Brian Daboll has gone from being a coach of the year to having turmoil throughout his staff, people leaving, people wanting to leave, and now maybe, you know, the speculation now is about whether or not he's coaching for his job. Isn't that amazing how stuff can turn on its head? And you wonder why the Giants have not been able to make some headway right now in the East and be true contenders. Because when you have this kind of thing that is happening within one calendar year, there's no way you can make headway.
Well, I said this yesterday, all due respect to Lewis Riddick, all of these coaches lost their job because Daniel Jones didn't step up and was not great. Now, you can say whatever reason, and Peter said this yesterday too, and I truly believe it. Yeah, you need a good offensive line. There are quarterbacks that get past it. They get past it. They get past an offensive line that's not great.
They show something.
He has never been great.
But they haven't done him any favors.
I get it, but for the 6th pick in the draft, has he ever shown you flashes of greatness?
Well,
no.
He shouldn't have been the 6th overall pick.
His first game, Michael.
Yeah, first
game. Against Tampa Bay.
His first game ever, I was like, uh-oh.
But there's so many things being said there. You cannot tell me they've done... Now, I don't think it's been intentional by any stretch, but where John Mara has failed is the constant coaching changes. It looks like they finally have stability. Gettleman left this team in an absolute mess. I don't blame Joe Shane for where they are right now. Sure, he's made his share of mistakes, Michael, but they're still trying to get up from the mess that Gettleman left them, and that takes time. But I don't think that you've seen the best of Daniel Jones based on the offensive line, based on the lack of weapons. And when they did have some competency in that first year of Daboll, he played pretty well. They got him in the playoffs. They won a playoff game. Now, you could like Daniel Jones, you can hate Daniel Jones, but you at least have to give me the fact that the grade has to be somewhat incomplete based on that they have not helped him. Yeah, you haven't seen greatness, Michael, but when should you have seen greatness? Who, outside of Saquon Barkley, who doesn't play every game, what great receivers have they had? What great tight end have they had? They've had a makeshift offensive line for years now, going back to Gettleman spending all that money on Solder. Right? Eli Manning was awful. Now his replacement looks awful because the offensive line has been terrible. There's been a lack of weapons. So it's been a mess there for Daniel
Jones.
You haven't seen greatness. When should you see greatness?
Well, you know what? He didn't make Darren Waller look that great. Even though he was hurt a lot when he did play, they never got him the ball.
Now, Waller's a mess. He's been hurt. Now he's contemplating retirement. I mean, that was not a great signing. Peter had that right on the screws the day that they signed him. And that's your big weapon. Team has no weapons. But by the way, they had no weapons when they went 9-7-1 and made the playoffs. And they're big. Hey, look at what we got was Darren Waller, and oh, we've got Sterling Shepard coming back. That's what they did in the offseason.
Then the speculation was, would Waller retire after one unproductive season? Turned out great.
But he's not going to retire either. I love that he's contemplating retiring. He's got money coming to him. People don't leave money on the table.
Rarely.
Very rarely. But
now he's, again, I feel like I'm always defending him, saying that I think that he's great. But in a year where they didn't have a lot of weapons, Michael, he threw for 3,200 yards, 15 touchdowns, ran for 7 more, got him in the playoffs. And then last year was an utter disaster because everything seemed to fail the Giants last year. Do you think Daniel Jones is a major reason why they stunk last year? Or was the fact that they couldn't protect him? You see how many times he was sacked? He was beaten pillar to post last year.
I think he was a reason? Yeah, I think he was a reason. I mean, I listened to Carl Banks, who said, you know, he said his opinion changed. He was very jumpy in the pocket.
Well, he was jumpy because he didn't have any protection.
Okay.
You don't lose 40-0 at home and say that it's all on the quarterback.
I'm not saying
their defense couldn't stop anybody.
I'm not giving him a pass.
I don't think we're giving him a pass, Michael, but I think that we are trying to judge what he can be. If you can get an offensive line,
weapons. 5 years in, it's too long to judge. You've got to overcome obstacles. He hasn't. The injuries stink.
Well, but you don't think he overcame an obstacle in 2022 and got him to the playoffs? Well, that team was not very good.
Okay, but you know, their defense was pretty good. They had an innovative coach and all that, and Saquon had a good year.
Yeah, but they also didn't have a great offense. They didn't have a lot of weapons.
Ran to the playoffs and his 16 touchdowns, or however many he had?
No, but it was 15 touchdowns. He ran for seven.
Okay,
he threw
so
for
3,200
yards, and he ran for 700 yards. A lot of quarterbacks don't run for 700 yards and seven touchdowns.
His record is 22-36-1. 22-36-1.
And the team has been brutal. And they've gone through three coaches, three offensive coordinators,
and maybe
two general managers.
All these coaches because he hasn't lived up to his promise. I mean, if Rich Eisen, if what he's saying is true, what are they saying? They're done with him. Buyer's remorse. From what? Because they don't think they've given him weapons, or they're just done with him? They see through it all. He's not that great.
Well, I think because of the injuries. Well,
then why would they?
So you know what you're doing? Don is, he's defending Daniel because there are valid reasons to say he hasn't gotten a fair shake. But it doesn't change to me the overall argument Michael's making, which he has yet to show he's the guy. He's yet to show that he's truly special. He has not done that thing that has allowed you to go, no, I see. We can literally count it, Madon. The one comeback game against the Redskins in overtime, his first game against Tampa Bay. But overall, watching game after game after game, week after week, even if the odds were stacked against him, the guys, when you know they're your forever franchise quarterback, don't they find a way to show you over 4 years? Where you know?
Well, we know that he wasn't deserving of the sixth overall pick. We know he's not an elite quarterback. But to say you don't see anything special, how could you? You don't think you saw something special? That 2022 team was not very good. I mean, take a look at their wide receivers. And that, you know, Bellinger was their tight end. Slayton, Hodgins, Cager, Shepard, Sills.
It's bad.
You know, not great. You know, Saquon had a really good year. Rushed for 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. All right? You know, not a great offensive line. Daniel Jones threw for 3,200 yards. All right? Not, wasn't overly impressive. 15 touchdown passes. Didn't throw a ton of picks.
The problem,
and seven rushing touchdowns. Got him into the playoffs.
But the problem is, Don, we are talking about a league where now at this point, whether it's unfortunate or not, he hasn't done enough, and maybe he will go somewhere else and have weapons and be good. But if you're in a position where you're trying to make the decision, he all hasn't right. done enough. You got to move on.
And what Jordan said, Jordan Ronan said, if you're Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, you tying your career to this guy?
Instead, would you rather tie your career to this guy or give it a shot with someone new and tie your career to
them? But I think both can be true. The injuries scare me. I probably have to move on. But I think you can make the argument, have we really gotten a chance to see how truly good this kid could be?
Well,
probably
not
under the circumstances.
Let me ask you a question. If he had never been injured, no neck injuries, and the knee injury never happened, would you tie your future to him from what you've seen?
No, I would see it play out this. If he were healthy, I would let things play out this year to see where it goes. I have an out at the end of the season, but I'm paying him $40 million a year. I might still want the insurance policy of a quarterback because I have the out at the end of the year. But, hey, 5 minutes ago, I gave the guy a four-year contract worth $40 million a year. There obviously was something they liked about that 2022 season, and they want to be able to improve on it.
But even then, they seemed so half,
no,
you
listen,
know what
and
with
that's
it.
True. And again, I'm not selling you that he's Tom Brady. But I'm selling you that it's over and he's not fair. You've got people like Mel Kiper says, I think he's a good quarterback. And well, then Reddick is basically saying the Giants haven't done him any favors. All I'm saying is the Giants haven't really given him a chance to see truly what this kid can do. And you can look
agreed.
At it and go, Michael says he hasn't seen greatness. Well, Pat Shurmur. Was Pat Shurmur fired because he couldn't Daniel Jones got him fired or because he just wasn't a good head coach? Joe Judge was not a good head coach. He was in over his head. That was proven. And they wanted to bring him back and he embarrassed himself against the Commanders, taking a knee at the 5-yard line. That's why he lost his job, not because of the play of Daniel Jones. And then they finally get a competent head coach in Daboll, and what happens? He puts together a decent season, they make the playoffs. And then this year, nothing. Everything fell apart, including his own health. You want to give up on him? I've got no problem with that. I'm just saying, you can't tell me that we've seen truly what this kid can do.
I think, honestly, I know it's not good talk radio. I think that's it, though. It's both. You're right, Michael. They kind of do have to move on because he just hasn't shown enough.
5 years.
And they have to make a decision. Then you're making a decision. And to Don's point, though, can we say we truly got a good look at him? Not really. This team has been horrible.
The best thing that happened to Daniel Jones, it's like your house is run down, but right next door is a shack. He's played next to a shack in
the
Zach
Jets.
Wilson, so he doesn't look that bad. And, but that sixth pick, and Don's light, he's right, shouldn't have been the sixth pick. It's a failure. It's 5 years in. We don't know if he's the quarterback or not. That's a failure. That's not the sixth pick in the draft. You've got to establish yourself quicker.
I agree. But when you name those receivers that he's had and how horrible the line is, you think about what game one was against Dallas this year. This is a team that really has barely given him a chance. And when they gave him half a chance, they did get to the playoffs and win a game. So you can't take that away from him. I'll tell you how he lucked out. He may have. We'll see what they end up doing. Because I know everyone now is saying, oh, they're done, blah, blah, blah. We'll see. Don, winning those couple games, going on that little run, the Tommy DeVito run, that may put the Giants in a different position where they're not comfortable draft-wise. If they end up not winning those games and they're drafting where the Commanders are drafting,
right.
I think this conversation is over. We're talking about Jaden Daniels or Drake May, and they're moving on.
I think you said it's bad sports radio. Both are true. As much as I'm defending Daniel Jones, I do see you're going to have to kind of create an exit strategy. It happened. They screwed up. But I would look at Daniel Jones and say, I would not be surprised, as we've heard people say, that if I plopped him on the San Francisco 49ers,
he could be fun.
You would see a quarterback that would take a team to the playoffs and make a run.
Well, I mean, could see it too. I think if Sam Darnold played instead of Brock Purdy, they would have gone to the Super Bowl last year. That's a special.
I think it's a very similar conversation. I still believe Sam Darnold's a good quarterback. I think the Jets ruined him. And the Panthers probably contributed to it as well. I do think that if he played a full season with the 49ers, he'd be better.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so, Don, before we take some phone calls,
sure.
Rangers made a deal. Let's talk about that. Is it enough? Does it move the needle a bit?
The fan base probably doesn't look at it at moving the needle. It's a guy that's got 9 goals and 25 points.
That's 9 goals more than me.
Well, and it's also 5 more than Brodzinski and Gaudreau combined. So to be able to put him at the third line center, Brodzinski plays the fourth line center, you can move Gaudreau to wing, just have depth at center, you're better off. He can win some faceoffs. He can good on the power play. He's got 10 more points to Brodzinski. He's got, Gaudreau's got 8 points. They've improved at center, which is a very, very important thing. Like baseball, hockey's about up the middle. Center, defense, goal. And so to strengthen your center is very important. Is it enough? I still think there's another move that needs to be made. They've got 48 hours in which to do it, or I guess it's down to 46 now. It's 3 o'clock on Friday. They've got about slightly under $4 million of cap space to work with, 3.8, 3 point something, depending on what they do with Rempe and Enstrom. They might be able to send them back to Hartford if they wanted to, although I think sending Rempe down might be a bit of a mistake. But I think there's still more to do. But Wennberg might not be sexy, but he's a nice player. He's a very good center. It's certainly an improvement. If you're able to acquire a third-line center at this stage of the season, that's a good thing.
Getting back to Jones very quickly, somebody sent me this clip from the draft the year that Jones was taken, and Todd McShay, who no longer is with ESPN, he said, these are his words, I see a backup quarterback in the NFL. I've taken a deep dive on 15 quarterbacks in this draft. He's 15th in terms of processing information. I don't think he's going to be very good.
Yeah, but we could go through.
Up Mel Kiper Jr. still loves him. Well, a guy that we also respect didn't like him coming out. That was before the injuries, before no offensive line, before no weapons. He said, "I see him as a backup quarterback."
Well, doesn't Orlovsky hate him too?
I don't know.
I don't. You think he's only a backup quarterback?
I'm saying, listen.
I can't justify
probably.
I can't justify the pick at six. No, and it wasn't this regime that did it. But can I see a good quarterback? Yes, I could see a good quarterback. I don't see an elite quarterback. You heard Jordan Ronan yesterday say that they're not all in on building around Daniel Jones because at some point you're going to have to move on. You built the contract to where you can get out this year. So is anything going to happen this year, guys, that it's going to make you say, I'm good having Daniel Jones for two more years at $80 million? And the answer is probably no.
No.
So you're going to have to exit.
There is. If they don't pick a quarterback in this draft and they just take a veteran guy and the Giants win 10 games, go to the playoffs,
but
then they probably take the next 2 years.
But I don't think at this particular moment you can bank on him having a great season and then being committed to him for two more years.
But you just said, is there anything? If you don't draft a quarterback, there is something.
But do you really think they're going to be in a position, Michael, not to draft a quarterback? Can you afford to do that?
I can see them in a position not to take it with the sixth pick. I could see that. And then what are you going to get with the second round or third round pick of a quarterback? It's a flyer.
No, but the idea would be to trade back into the first round to get the pick. So it's either take the quarterback at six and maybe overspend draft capital wise on one of these quarterbacks that could go in the first round, or try to trade back in. I think they've got the draft capital to trade back in, go for Nix, Penix, or just hope McCarthy falls. But it sounds to me everybody's so hot for quarterbacks, I think all these guys are going to be gone before you get to like pick 14 or 15. And they cannot use 2 second round picks to draft to trade back into the first round to get anything higher than maybe 25, 24, 23. You can't trade back into the first round and then you be sitting there at 25 and all the quarterbacks get taken off the board. You'd be screwed.
Right.
So
I think if you're going to get a quarterback that's going to make a difference, you have to take it with the sixth pick or move up. And who in the first three picks is going to leave? The Commanders need a quarterback.
That's right. We sure do.
They're not trading out.
Right. And
the Bears aren't trading out.
The Bears aren't trading out. The question is, and I don't think New England's going to trade out. They're
right,
not going to
move forward
with
Mac
Jones. So the question becomes, do you take J.J. McCarthy at six? Now, there's some people in these mock drafts that think he can go as high as 10. Now, if you are, you weren't impressed. I certainly wasn't overly impressed either with his college career. He looks like a late first round pick to me. But if you're hearing that he could go as high as 10, so is it that crazy to think the Giants would take him at 6?
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to get hoodwinked because Gettleman heard that somebody was going to take Jones with the 8th pick if he didn't take him. And we'll never know.
Well, listen, Gettleman was obviously in over his head, right? I mean, he was a nice scout, but he wasn't a great general manager. That was proven out. He made a mistake taking Daniel Jones. He probably should have traded down. But to his credit, he was in full bloom love, and I think if you love a quarterback that much, you shouldn't care what anybody says. It's your job that's on the line. Pick him. I don't know how the Giants feel about these quarterbacks. For all I know, Shane looks at McCarthy and thinks he's the next great quarterback. Then if that's the case, then take him at six. Don't care what other people think. But if you're just taking a quarterback for the sake of taking a quarterback, Michael, that never works.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you mentioned Gettleman, you shake your head. The two important draft picks he made were not good. I mean, you should have not used a second pick on Barkley, and you should not have used a sixth pick on Daniel Jones. I mean, it set the Giants back forever. It set them back forever. When you make a mistake on a quarterback like the Jets did with Zach Wilson, you know what the Jets did by picking Zach Wilson? They forced themselves to get into bed with Aaron Rodgers. Forced themselves.
Yep.
Just to get out from under it.
And you are so right, Michael, when you were using the comparison to Jones and to Wilson. The Giants get ignored because of the incompetency of the Jets.
Yep.
But if you look at the Giants and you look at the way the end of Eli's career was handled and the beginning of Daniel Jones' career, isn't it eerily similar? Oh, Eli's not a great quarterback. Look, he's embarrassing himself out there. He's not getting, well, maybe the team, they didn't do anything around him. They made mistakes around him. Now, again, I think Eli was done, but boy, did they mess up the last 2-3 years of his career, and they certainly have messed up Daniel Jones' career up until Shane came in trying to clean up the mess. Michael, what an absolute mess post-Tom Coughlin this team has been. And really, honestly, post-Jerry Reese as well.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Reese got fired. Nobody blinked an eye because they blamed him for all the offensive line problems. But look at what's happened since then. The hiring of Gettleman, the coaches that they hired, all to prop up Eli, all to try to get the most out of Daniel Jones, all just trying to get another kick at a championship. Boy, did they waste a good 5-6 years of embarrassing themselves, and it doesn't get as much play because the other team in town did worse.
Let's go to Jason in New Jersey. Jason?
Hey guys, how's it going this morning?
Or good.
This afternoon, I guess, right?
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, doing good. So, a couple things. I called in for a widget for Michael, but one more thing on the Caitlin Clark deal. The comp for men's and women's sports, Serena Williams. She's won more open championships than anybody in the sport, right?
Yep.
And nobody seemed to bat an eye about that. So,
they're not saying that she's better than Federer.
But again, no one. I don't think people say that about Caitlin Clark. Just say she has the most.
But the problem...
That's the argument we keep coming back to.
You know, there, with women's golf, because of the tees being closer, and let's not forget, Serena Williams admitted that she couldn't beat most men, right?
She said she would not be able to.
But never mind that. You don't play, you're not scoring the same. You don't play as many sets. Like, it's completely... It is apples and wrenches when you think of it. They're both playing tennis, but... It's a different world. I mean, imagine, but at least they're playing the same amount of minutes. The concept is the same with women's and men's basketball.
Same amount of minutes, different style of game, different size ball, things like that.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a different style of game, men's tennis to women's tennis. They play less sets.
But they play less sets in majors.
They play sets in majors. Well, that's what you're grading everything on. Like, if she won the most majors, you have to come with a caveat.
Yes, that in those majors, she plays three sets, they play five. But the point is, no one says anything because no one cares because everyone knows. You don't have to say, well, Federer plays five sets. Djokovic plays. Everyone knows. I don't think anyone says anything. I mean, Serena Williams is the greatest tennis player of all time. And I think people would say, no, she's the greatest women's tennis player of all time. Novak Djokovic, greatest men's player of all time. Whoever you believe it to be, Federer. I think it'll end up being the same conversation with Caitlin Clark.
Let's shapeshift time.
Hmm.
Let's say that Yamamoto signed with the Mets or the Yankees. Right? And right now he's pitching in spring training. Yamamoto pitched today in spring training. 3 innings, 6 hits, 3 walks, 5 earned runs. Would we do anything else on this show other than talk about how they wasted their money? How could you do that?
Well, did you hear what Buster said? That some people think it might take 2-3 years for him to get adjusted? Look, that, I think that's an exaggeration. But I bet you take a knee on the first year. That you're not going to know how good he is in the first year.
Yankee fans would love that, by the way.
They like the slow cook.
Take a knee for the year. Let's see how it plays out.
Let's go to Mike in Manalapan. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What's up,
Michael? I just wanted to. You said Aaron Rodgers is a specimen. Mm-hmm. In what sense is he a specimen? I mean, he got injured in the fourth play of one season. He's been injured in the past. His intellect has nothing to do with his athletic ability. He's never really shown himself as a specimen.
Well, I mean, but would you say he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? So let's disregard the word specimen. Tom Brady wasn't a specimen.
That is true.
Yeah, I agree, but 4 years, I just don't think he's going to play that. I mean, maybe 1 year. When you said specimen, I thought you meant ability, like, to keep going. He's a great quarterback.
I think he's going to keep going.
So right now,
I think he's injured next year.
Yeah,
Well, you know what? Then you'll be right. If he's injured next year, you'll be right.
I hate guessing that way because it makes me feel like a bad guy. Because it's not what I'm rooting for at all. I want to watch this guy play. I love watching him play.
Could he have torn his ACL at 23? Of course he could. That same play could have happened. But I would bet...
Not his ACL. You mean Achilles.
Achilles.
Right.
I bet you he'd have a way better chance of coming back at 24 than you do at 40.
But he was almost back at the end of the year.
Well, that's what he said.
No, but we saw a video of him like dropping back the pass and everything.
Yeah, but that's not playing in an NFL game, Michael.
Right.
He said he was going to come back. Didn't come back. Now, I'm not going to kill him for it because he wanted so desperately to come back, but we still don't know what, at the age of 40, going to be 41 in December, how he is going to play, because he'll still be 2 years removed from the last time he actually played an NFL game.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
First of all, if you're about to do something and the female person you're with has to put on her glasses because she can't see it, you have problems bigger than vision. If she needs to say, wait a second, I can't see that clearly. If you're making out with somebody and I open my eyes, what am I seeing? Her eyebrow? Like, I need to have my eye open to see.
That's a terrible choice. First of all, I never brought up about the woman wearing glasses, ever. Because the question was about Natalie. She doesn't wear glasses.
You know what?
It was about Peter wearing glasses.
Sort of like one of the stories we're going to get into during ENN. I'd like to file a complaint in tonight's Point Guard.
I think
I would like a review.
This is really strong. I don't think Anthony likes you. He never gives you the Point Guard.
I thought today.
Is that fair, Don?
Very fair.
Don't you think I think you guys would both agree there were a couple of moments today where you went, because think about it. The last couple of days, Michael has quoted me repeatedly, yet the things he quotes me for never get recognition in a Point Guard scenario.
That's because the guy judging doesn't like you.
But that's why I'd like to
call Thomas and Jacob hate you.
If I had to guess, I would say he likes you, but it's definitely on the table that he doesn't.
We'd go
to trial.
Can we file an appeal?
Well, first of all, I think he wants to like make nice to me. And second, he's Don's partner on a podcast. He wants to make nice to Don. He has nothing invested in you. Nothing. Am I right, Ant? Nothing invested in him.
Look, the other option was Peter's point about Aaron Rodgers today.
That was the other option?
Well, you gave it to Danny instead.
And you gave it to Danny? Really? What was my...
Wait, if you all three say Point God on a given time, there's a good to fair chance it's going to go.
Yeah, but
you're the one who said Point God about Danny.
I'd like to rescind when I said that.
Let's go to the phones.
Look at me. And look how it's my first day with the glasses, with the lenses. I'm smarter than I've ever been. It's not right.
And technically, Jordan won yesterday, but we did give it to Don.
Let's go to Kevin in Corona. Kev?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Wow. I'm doing good, thanks. I've been trying to call into the show since I was like 13, and I turned 23 on Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, love it. Happy birthday.
And you had to be this stoned for your first call?
Wow, he's not stoned. He's happy. He's relaxed.
No, he's stoned.
You guys know. I just wanted to say, Peter, yo, thanks for making my early teen years, bro, on Hot 97. Yo, the morning show, you, being the DJ, like, those road trips before and after the baseball games, man, like, you made those happen, bro.
That's where you learned about Bubonge.
I'm so glad that we taught you these things. You seem like a great kid, man.
I have a baseball question, right? About Trevor Bauer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Blake Snell, the Yankees have said like twice in the past month, we're not pencils down. We're still going to, you know, improve this team. And it's going on a week since supposedly they put the offer on the table for Snell.
No, it's over. So, it's over a month and a half.
Yeah. Time's different when you're high.
Wasn't there a report that they are
before they signed Marcus Stroman. So they signed Marcus Stroman before spring training, well before. And they offered, according, and I'm not sure of the numbers, but it's been reported 6 years, 150. And they didn't even get a reply from Boris and Snell camp. So they pivoted and they got Marcus Stroman. They're not interested in Snell. And also he was going to toke his way over to Bauer.
Was that a blunt?
Bauer is, I mean, everybody's pencil is down on Bauer. Had a little something, a little toke of the
old Bubonge.
It was skunk pot. Let's go to David in Rochester. David.
Smoke weed every day.
Wow, drugs must be great.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, David.
Hey, Michael. Quick question. Last year, Todd Frazier joined the Yes Analyst team. I saw him do some pregame, postgame, and then like he was gone and there were no announcements made. Could you explain what's going on with Todd Frazier?
Oh, he's back. He's in the same role.
There you go.
Okay, I didn't know. And Peter's same question about Kevin Patrick with WWE. From a fan's perspective, letting him go, it was stupid. Your opinion?
I love that you feel that way because Kevin is a good friend and I think he's immensely talented. I think,
K-Pat, they call him his friends, right? K-Pat?
No, KP. We just went with KP. Okay. Yeah. He's such a wonderful dude, but it worked out really well because as his time was coming to an end there, he got the new in-studio host gig for all of Apple soccer coverage, which is a big deal. He's the guy on every Saturday on Apple. So honestly, that's the fit for him. That's his A number one thing, doing commentary for soccer and hosting for soccer. So I honestly don't think KP was very sad to see this thing come to an end. I think he was ready. He gave wrestling a long run, but his heart, he's an Irishman. His heart's in soccer. This is what he always wanted to do. So
let's go to Anthony in Tampa. Hello, Ant.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I got a would you for you. Okay. My wife came up with this one.
All right.
So would you rather every time you go to a restaurant, you have to verbally insult the waiter to the extent that it ruins their day and they never forget about it the rest of their life?
Okay.
Or every time you go to a restaurant, you have to lick the table you're sitting at, like a good 3-inch lick across the table.
I'd lick the table.
Yeah, lick the table. They do a good job cleaning it. You hope, anyway.
Even if it wasn't clean, if it was filthy and had all microbes on it.
I don't want to abuse somebody.
I hate making people feel bad.
Yeah. I thought Michael would love to abuse the waiter.
No, he wants to abuse his friends. No, Michael likes to be mean to me. You know, and other people he cares for. He doesn't want to be like that.
I'll tell you why, Ann. You've truly hurt me and you've misjudged me.
No.
Because with people in the service industry, they don't have a greater friend than me.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, how much are you tipping these days?
25.
Yeah, you got to go up to 25, huh?
Yeah, 25 is...
Is that, you think it's...
And you know what? I'll give a clue to people that like wait on me. If they recognize me, you got to give more.
You got to give more.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden you're that guy, and just then Six has it.
I like cubes.
Yeah, it just happened to me recently. Really expensive dinner, too. And I was like, oh, man, this tip. And then the guy was like, hey, man, just want to say... I grew up on all your interviews like Mac Miller and Tyler, the Creator.
You know, you should have flipped the table over right there. Flip the table over.
Why would I flip the table?
Because then they would have forgot about the Mac Miller stuff and boom, you would have gotten, nobody would, they would have said, why? He lost his mind. Yeah. They wouldn't have said, oh, he only gave a 10% tip.
So wait, hold on. Isn't the whole point of the nice tip that you want people to say good things about you?
Yeah, but once they...
So if you flip the table...
Once they do the Mac Miller stuff, they pull on your heartstrings. There's no need to do that. You should have stiffed the guy.
Oh, that's a really, really interesting take by you. I don't agree with you at all.
No, you never do.
Well, no, this is just a bad take.
And How much did you tip at Clixie's?
Well, you didn't tip at Clixie's. You got the food at the counter and you sat yourself down.
You have to tip everywhere now.
What was the typical meal at Clixie's?
Well, you had the Texas wieners, the hamburgers, hot dogs, fries.
So somebody's making them. You got to tip the cook.
No, but you don't, because it's kind of like you don't tip at McDonald's. You go to the counter, you order it, they give it to you, you sit down.
It's Netflix and chill.
One of my great conundrums every day, there's a bagel place where I live. Terrific bagels. And then you pay, you know, at the front, and it comes up, tip. 10%, 20%. And I'm going, what? You put bagels in a bag.
I think this is just automatic on the machine.
But why should you even embarrass people like that?
I know. I kind of feel like it's a cliched conversation at this point because everyone's talking about this. What they've done, though, it's crazy. Everywhere I go, I have to now feel bad if I'm like, I don't want to tip you. I've never tipped for this. This is not built into...
It's crazy.
I mean, like...
And then in Europe, you don't have to tip at all.
They got it right, by the way. Pay the people a livable salary, and then if you feel like throwing them extra on top of their salary, you do it. But I go to a bagel place, because here's the thing. Then you start thinking about it, and you go, the bagel place, though, they really do work. I mean, especially if I, you know me. I'm a scooped out bagel, and I want it toasted, I want this,
but
I want that.
But do you tip a guy who pumps gas into your car in Jersey?
No, they used to. My dad did when we were younger. Because whenever I got gas when we were young, because in Jersey, you didn't pump your own gas.
Right.
You got the full service. They checked your oil. They cleaned your windows without asking. My father would, you know, if it came out to like $23, give them $25 for the gas. But now they might ask if you want the windows. They never check your oil. Peter, there was a time you get gas when I was a kid, they check your oil. Then you're doing something.
But it is ridiculous. You're at a bagel place. They put like four low carb bagels in a bag, and
or an ice cream place. They give you a scoop of ice cream.
I mean, come on, man.
How much am I tipping for this bagel?
It's not fair. It's not fair to people.
Well, how about this? What about once you're doing the congestion pricing on top of it? You're paying $15 just to go 10
blocks. How
about
the people that live in the congestion pricing area? They go, you're making me pay to go home. Think about that. There's no a caveat for that. So if you live below 60th Street in Manhattan, like you live on 59th, you have to pay every time you go home.
If you go up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing that I'm going to be doing.
You're paying for the right to drive. That's why they call it congestion pricing. They're trying to reduce traffic.
But
they're telling you to go take the train.
But they shouldn't make people that live in that area. That's the only way you get home.
Even if you take a taxi,
Uber, they have to pay more money.
They're wanting you to take the train, and that's why the cops in the subway, because they're telling people to take the subway, and it's one of the most dangerous places to be.
I have another theory about that.
I'd park on 60th, and I'd walk to wherever I have to go.
You save it
you
for the morning.
You would never, ever get me to pay for
it. To Union Square, you're going to walk?
I would walk, yeah. Or I take a train.
Because
the congestion pricing is more than the train would cost.
Every time that we... I'm going to basically just be changing my routine a lot, and most of my meals I'll end up finding places I like uptown, not downtown. But like, because you'll just naturally start being like, Dad, do we feel like paying that? You know, it's a random weeknight we're going to eat. Normally I might go, let's go to a place on 27th Street. Do I feel like
it? It's going to affect the parking garages that are in that area, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive, I'm going to take the bridge home, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Where we are, I'm just going to stay upper side, and I'll take the bridge.
But you're fine. I thought coming from Jersey, he's fine.
No, he's not.
I thought that was the fight Jersey was making.
They're fighting it, but they're not going to win. They put it into the toll.
So if I enter from the Lincoln Tunnel and I'm in the 40s, then I got to pay.
When you come back?
When I come back, yeah.
I thought if your Easy Pass, I assumed what they would do is that if your Easy Pass had already done the trip from Jersey, you're now free once you're in the city. Not true.
I don't think so.
By the way, isn't this the MTA is the state, right?
Couple of states, right?
No, but it's the MTA is run by the state, not by Eric Adams. And all the gambling stuff is also the state.
Right.
So real quick, we were surviving without gambling and without congestion pricing. Now they need the billion a year they'll get from gambling, plus they'll need the hundreds of millions from the congestion. What's going to happen?
Well, they're going to get a billion from congestion.
Is it going to be the most beautiful? I mean, what is going to... Is the train going to become like... It'll be like we're in Tokyo? What is going to happen with that money? They weren't making any money before. Now they get gambling money and congestion pricing?
And also, most of, Mayor Adams, his nighttime hangouts are downtown. Is he willing to pay for the congestion pricing?
Come on. And by the way, he has like a couple of... There are a couple of SUVs.
I told you my story about Cameron Maben and...
Oh, yeah.
Mayor Adams?
He had no interest in you.
Yeah. He said to Cameron, give me your digits. He said, we had him on the air. We weren't going to hang out. And I'm standing. I'm right here. You don't want my digits?
I got to tell you, I'm not going to talk to you because you won't be able to answer. I'm going to say to you, Don, it shows that Eric Adams, all due respect, is a hack-a-doodle-do. You would rather get the number of a Yankee who will be, with all due respect, his time as a Yankee will be a trivia question. No one will know he ever played here. And now he's not even part of the commentary team anymore.
Right.
To spurn the 30-year voice of the Yankees, that's a bad job. That's a bad job by the mayor in terms of having a good relationship. That well, oh, good. Where's Maben now?
Right now, he's MLB Network.
Perfect. So anytime...
Cam's a great guy.
It's not a diss to him at all. I think he's very good at what he does, too. But in terms of the mayor trying to build in New York City, yeah, well, great. And now you can go hang out at MLB Network in Jersey.
He doesn't hang out with me, Mayor. I've had mayors marry me, too. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The last mayor that sucked up to Michael, what happened?
You know what?
It might be one of the brightest things he's ever done.
You know what? I got to give Adams credit because the way things played out after that.
All right, we got ENN coming up. We're running late. Don has to tell us about pain.
All right, friends, go see Dr. Jay Shy. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call Dr. Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to samwellpain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Living in a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.